Hi, my name is Robert, and today we're going to go over some of the image adjustments within Photoshop to change the way your picture is. So if you look down at our picture here, we can see I have a picture of a car here. What we're going to do is we're going to come in here, let's say image adjustments. What I want to do is I'm going to change the way this picture looks all the way around. So one of the ways I can do is I can hit black and white. And as you can see, it transfers the whole picture into black and white. Now you have different sets here that you can move within your color ranges. Now these colors were colors that were the actual colors within the picture before it was changed to black and white. There's not a whole lot of magenta in there, but there was a whole lot of blue within the car. We can actually lighten this car up quite a bit. Let's go into our... There we go. Give it a little bit of a grainy look to it. There we go. Just hit OK. Now another thing we can do within our adjustments is we can actually adjust the hue and saturation within this black and white picture. Now it doesn't have a color listed to it now, but if we come over here and click Colorize, we can actually add a color to this photo and actually change it to whatever we want it to look like. I kind of like the way it looks like that right there. It looks kind of like an old picture, kind of a sepia tone look to it. Hit OK. There we go. That's just one of the many ways that you can adjust your photos within Photoshop. Come over here. Another way is we can come over here. We can actually just let's adjust our curves. If I can find where it is. Well, actually, let's just do our levels. As it comes back up, give it a minute for the window to load. Oh, it auto-adjusted levels. That's all right. Let's go back into our adjustments. Let's actually do a hue and saturation, just a normal hue and saturation. We can actually come in here and we can change the actual color of the car because there's not a whole lot of other color in there except for the blue. The gray and the white's really great because that way you don't have to mess around as much with the background or worry about the background changing. So there you have it. We've totally changed the car and not really did a whole lot, but just changed a couple of sliders on our hue and saturation. There we go, a nice gold color. So that's a couple of adjustments you can do to your photos in Photoshop. So play around with it, have fun, and enjoy.